Hey parents, trusty narrator here, and I'm super excited to tell you about a brand new podcast from the creators of Who Smarted, called Mysteries About True Histories. It's full of adventure, riddles, jokes. We even snuck some secret math into each episode, including the title of the show. If your kid likes to laugh and learn, then they're going to love Mysteries About True Histories. Out now wherever you listen to podcasts. Hey parents, are you looking for ways to take care of your own mental health while caring for those around you? If so, check out How to Be a Better Human. Each week on How to Be a Better Human, comedian Chris Duffy sits down with an expert to talk about the realistic and often unexpected ways that you can improve your life. This show has everything from an episode with Dr. Becky about how to repair relationships when you've made a mistake, to how to set boundaries both with your kids and your parents, and even a deep dive on why it's okay for your house to be messy sometimes if you're feeling overwhelmed. And more great episodes come out every Monday. Find out how to be a better human wherever you get your podcasts. Psst. Hey, Smarty Pants, you like music? You like animals? You like games?
Yes!
Cool, let's play a little musical animal game. Ooh. I'm gonna play a short piece of music, and all you have to do is guess what animal goes with that music. It's tricky, so pay attention and shout out your answers. Ready? Go. What animal did that sound like? Possibly an insect? Something small and buzzy? Listen again. Did you say a bumblebee? If so, great job. That song's called The Flight of the Bumblebee. Okay, next one. What do you think? It's definitely tricky. I heard some great guesses. Some of you got it. Why, it's a wolf. And that music is from the classical symphony called Peter and the Wolf. More specifically, the wolf's theme. Okay, last one. This one might be a challenge because I'm only going to play two notes. I know, you're thinking, how can I associate an animal to only two notes? That's crazy. Maybe, maybe not. Ready? Listen closely. Did you get it, Smarty Pants? What animal do those two notes remind you of? I heard a lot of you say, a shark. Or more specifically, a great white shark. Yep, that's the theme music from the movie Jaws, about a giant great white shark terrorizing a beach community one summer. Nice job if you got it from just two notes. But be honest, this one was probably the easiest of all, right? But why? Why do these two ominous notes immediately make you say, shark? Did you say it's because both are scary? Maybe, but would you believe that sharks aren't trying to be scary? In fact, the health of our oceans depends on them, and the health of our planet depends on the oceans. So in a way, sharks are important to protecting the health of the planet. That makes me wonder. If I mistakenly thought that sharks only existed to be scary because of a movie from the 1970s about great white sharks, like, where do they live? Why are they called great white? And do they really like to attack people? It's time for another whiff of science on
Who Smarted? Who Smarted? Who's smart? Is it you? Is it me? Is it science or history? Listen up, everyone. We make smarting lots of fun on Who Smarted?
There's nothing like being near the ocean. The cool breeze, the salty air, the annoying seagulls. And of course, the soothing sound of crashing waves. but some people are scared of the ocean. The waves can be big and frightening, and a lot of people are scared about what's under the waves, namely, sharks. But just how deadly are sharks? Quick quiz. Which animal is responsible for more deaths per year? Sharks, cows, or horses? Did you say shark? Nope. Sharks are only responsible for approximately 5 deaths a year, while horses kill up to 20 people a year. And cows kill about 22 people a year. Wait, are we saying that cows are more dangerous than sharks? No. What we're saying is that shark attacks are pretty rare. It's just that shark attacks are more likely to make the news than cow attacks. Not to mention lots of movies and TV shows portray sharks as mindless monsters who want to eat people. But that's just not true. So what makes sharks tick? What do they like to do all day? And why are people so scared of them? To answer those questions, I've chartered a boat to the coast of South Africa, and I'm suiting up in a scuba suit, stepping into a shark tank, and plunging into the sea to see if I can find a shark to talk to. To attract a shark, I'm going to throw something called chum into the water. Chum is a mixture of fish meat, bones, and blood, and it is like a welcome mat for sharks.
Ew!
It's been said that sharks can smell a single drop of blood in the water a mile away. While that sounds cool, it's not true.
Huh?
However, they can smell small amounts of blood hundreds of meters or around a quarter of a mile away. Okay, let's see if this chum can attract a shark for me to become chums with. Ooh, I think I see something swimming my way. It's big and moving pretty fast. Oh boy, it's really big. Oh, maybe this wasn't such a good idea. I know I said sharks aren't scary, but that's easier to say on land. Here he comes. I think I need a bigger cage. Yep, it's a shark. He's opening his mouth, and...
Sup, how's it going?
Good. How are you?
Actually, I'm a little nervous. You're the trusty narrator, and this is Who Smarted Podcast, right? I'm not used to speaking to so many people.
Wait, you're scared of us? You're the biggest predatory fish on Earth. Great whites are 15 feet long, on average, and weigh over 2,000 pounds. That's like a pickup truck swimming around with teeth.
It's true. Great whites are big and fast, but humans have boats and spears and nets and lots of scary fishing equipment to catch and kill us. So I'll try to stay away from humans if I can.
So we're scared of you, while you're scared of us.
Yep. I may rule the ocean, but humans rule the planet.
Ah.
But they shouldn't hunt sharks so much. After all, sharks play an important role keeping the ocean in balance.
In balance? What does that mean?
Well, just like humans are at the top of the food chain on land, sharks are at the top of the food chain in the ocean. That means there isn't anything hunting us for food. At the same time, we pretty much eat anything. All this eating we do keeps animal populations from getting too big. This allows lots of different creatures to survive.
I never thought of it like that. All I see are big, scary teeth.
Well, I know my teeth look scary, but think about it. We eat fish with hard scales or sea lions with thick blubber. You need big sharp teeth to chew through that. Plus, sharks eat on the go while swimming fast. We don't have hands and fingers like humans, so our mouths have to do all the work.
Makes sense. How many teeth do you have?
Great question. You want to look inside my mouth and count?
I'll take a rain check. What about you, Smarty Pants? How many teeth do you think great white sharks have, on average? Is it A, 50, B, 100, C, 200, or D, 300 teeth? Hold on to your answer. My new shark chum will tell us right after this quick break. Hi, Trusty here with a special message for all the parents and guardians listening. I know how important it is for your child to excel in every way possible, especially when it comes to education. Well, thanks to my friends at IXL, You don't have to go it alone. iXL is a personalized learning platform that's transforming the way children master everything from math to social studies. iXL's interactive courses and immediate feedback ensure learning is super engaging and accessible for every student, pre-K through 12th grade. Imagine that, a tool that grows with your child, offering personalized recommendations based on their progress. And we know it works because we've used it ourselves. Adam Tex Davis, co-creator of Who Smarted, used iXL to help his daughter stay on top of her schoolwork and excel in her classes. Backed by research, students who use the iXL program are more likely to get higher test scores because iXL functions like a tutor. And whether your child needs help with homework, classwork, test prep, or is looking for a challenge, iXL has you covered. And all of that at an affordable rate. A one-month subscription to iXL costs less than what most tutors charge for an hour. And one subscription is good for every child in your household. Join the millions of parents who trust iXL and make an impact on your child's learning today. Oh, and Who Smarted listeners get an exclusive 20% off iXL membership when you sign up now at iXL.com/smarted. Visit iXL.com/smarted to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price. iXL Learning. Inspire. Excel. Learn more at iXL.com. Hey there, smarty moms, dads, adults, and anyone who loves great food but doesn't always have the time or energy to grocery shop, prep, and cook a big meal. Well, take it from me, the trusty narrator. I found the perfect solution to having delicious, home-cooked meals without all the time and hassle. It's called Factor Meals. With Factor Meals, you can forget about all the shopping, chopping, or even washing dishes. That's because Factor's fresh, never frozen meals arrive at your door ready to heat and eat in just 2 minutes. That's right. With Factor, you and your family are always just 2 minutes away from chowing down on chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, delicious gourmet meals. From calorie smart to protein plus to vegetarian to keto options, Factor has 6 menus guaranteed to meet your wellness goals. And with over 35 meal choices and 60 add-ons weekly, your taste buds will never get bored. I personally started ordering Factor meals last month for those busy days when I want a tasty lunch or dinner that fills me up and crushes my nutrition goals, but I only have 5 minutes to cook it. And Factor 100% delivers on time every time. So head on over to factormeals.com/smarted50 and use code SMARTED50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next month. That's code SMARTED50 at factormeals.com/smarted50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next month while your subscription is active. Now back to Who Smarted. I'm here with my new great white shark pal, who's about to reveal how many teeth an adult great white has on average.
Well, the answer is 300 sharp triangular teeth arranged in 7 rows. And if we lose a tooth, a new one grows back.
Impressive.
Yep, but we don't come close to having the most teeth. Did you know snails can have over 25,000 teeth?
That's crazy. Tiny snails?
Yep, but their teeth are very different, and they're on their tongue. But enough about snails. Let's talk shark.
Let's. Question. Why are you called a great white shark? You look more gray to me.
Yeah, I get this a lot. Great white sharks are gray on top and white on the bottom, and there's a reason for that.
Oh, yeah?
Uh-huh. If you're fishing in the ocean and you look up toward the surface, everything looks really bright because the sun is shining into the water. My belly helps me blend in, making me practically invisible to any creature swimming below me. And if you're swimming above me and look down, my gray body helps me blend in with the dark ocean floor.
Oh, it's like your very own camouflage.
Bingo. Yeah, this allows sharks to sneak up on creatures we need to eat to survive. After all, it's hard to be sneaky in the ocean when you're the size of a pickup truck.
I couldn't help but notice how smooth and shiny your skin looks.
It is smooth. Well, depending which way you rub me. If you rub me from my head to tail, it feels pretty smooth. But if you rub me tail to head, it feels really rough. Oh, go ahead. Try.
Ouch! You're not kidding. It feels like sandpaper.
All shark skin is made up of tiny, teeth-like scales that point toward our tails. This helps us glide through the water faster, like an Olympic swimmer wearing a spandex suit and a swim cap.
What about your fins? Do they help you swim faster, too?
You betcha. Great whites have three major types of fin. The caudal fin is the one on my tail that helps me travel up to 40 miles per hour. My pectoral fins are the two on each side of me that helps me steer. But the fin most people know about is my dorsal fin. That's the one on top of me that I use for balance. Sometimes it sticks out of the water where people can see it.
Shark! Everyone out of the water! Now!
Can you blame them?
Yeah, I get it, but it hurts my feelings.
I mean, sharks do sometimes eat people, right?
Yes, it does happen. But shark attacks are rare and usually accidents.
You accidentally eat people?
No, we accidentally mistake a human for a seal or a sea lion, which, once we take a bite and realize it's not a seal, we usually swim away.
But can't you just see it's a human and not a seal?
Even though sharks have great eyesight, like I said, when you look up toward the surface of the water, it's really bright. All you can make out is a shadow. From below, a surfer dude and a seal look a lot alike. Which is why we mostly use our excellent sense of smell to find prey.
Smell? How do you smell underwater?
Easy. Our noses are different than humans, or even dog noses, since we don't really have a nose at all.
What's that long, pointy thing in front of your face?
That's more of a snout with nostril-like openings called nares. My nares are designed to sniff out a colony of seals 2 miles away.
Wow. You really do have a lot of skills, GW.
Well, that's how sharks have been able to survive in the ocean for over 400 million years. That's over 150 million years longer than the dinosaurs.
Whoa.
And we all know what happened to them.
That's quite an evolutionary achievement. So, where do sharks live?
Pretty much everywhere. We live throughout all of the world's oceans, mostly near Japan, Australia, South Africa, and both coasts of the USA. Fun fact, while most fish are cold-blooded, great whites can raise and lower their body temperatures as needed, allowing us to live in warm or cold waters.
Wow! Any other secret shark superpowers?
Oh, you mean beside being able to leap 10 feet out of the water to catch prey, having poisonous blood, and eyes that glow in the dark? Ooh, I smell seal. Okay, well, I gotta swim. Later, TN.
Later, GW. See? Nothing to be scared of. Ah! Never go swimming with a guy holding a tuba. A big shout-out to Caroline in South Pleasant, South Carolina. We love that you love listening to Who Smarted. Also, happy 8th birthday to superfan Dylan in Menlo Park, California. Hope it was the smartiest birthday ever. This episode, Great White Sharks, was written by Jason Jaws Williams and voiced by Brandon Baby Shark Bayless, Adam Dun-Dun Davis, and Jerry Colbert. Technical direction and sound design by Josh Hammerhead Hahn. Who Smarted is recorded and mixed at the Relic Room Studios. Our associate producer is Max Chum Kamaski. The theme song is by Brian Landshark Suarez, with lyrics written and performed by Adam Tex Davis. Who Smarted was created and produced by Adam Tex Davis and Jerry Colbert. This has been an Atomic Entertainment production. Hey there, it's Trusty, and you know I love sitting at home listening to good podcasts as much as I love going on adventures. And do I have a great one to recommend to all you smarty pants and smarty parents from the award-winning Go Kids Go team. It's called Snoop and Sniffy. What happens when Snoop an experienced dog detective from London, gets sent to small-town Pflugerville to train clueless puppy Sniffy as an undercover agent? Mystery, adventure, and chaos! Seriously, the town of Pflugerville isn't Dolesville like Snoop expected, and he quickly realizes that he can't handle all the action without Sniffy by his side. Even when they're able to turn a blind eye to the alien superheroes and villains battling it out for control of Pflugerville, Snoop and Sniffy have their paws full solving wild and wacky mystery cases on Bark Street. Do you love to laugh? Do you love animals? Do you have the brightest mind since Sherlock Holmes? Then tag along. There are already 8 seasons of hilarious canine crimes to solve. Search for Snoop and Sniffy on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.